when I, as far, even as late as the middle or late 60s, when I went to church there, there were the preachers all had another vocation. I mean, they worked during the week, and then they preached on Sundays. And that up there, that's still the case. And he was a barber, but they married, and then two or three weeks later, it was annulled. And I, you know, I'm real curious about it, because I mean, that's good material, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
You can use that later. But I really don't know all the particulars. And it's a strange story. And she's my favorite aunt. And just, you know, the kindest hearted, you know, I wouldn't want to live with her, but she's intelligent and takes care of the family, really. They have a strange family setup. My mother is really the only one that got away from there, and that's a holdover from earlier days when the family all stayed at home till they were married, and then they moved to the husband's parents' stomping grounds, and they.
Was her family very clannish?
Well, I see their names are English, Scotch, Irish, I guess, descent. And yeah, I guess they are kind of private and very family oriented, yeah. Tight, very tight. Hell, they're like the is up there, like Coxey's army. And they see, my relatives, except for a few I have in Michigan that moved up there during the Depression to get work in the car factories, which hell of a lot of East Tennesseans moved. In fact, it's like a little East Tennessee up there because they moved up there to get jobs. And my dad, some of my granddad's brothers, my dad's father, his brothers moved. Two of his brothers moved up there to get jobs. And let me think. What was the main point here we were talking about?
I don't know. We were just rambling.
I forgot what I was leading up to.
When you said your mother was the only one to break away.
Oh yeah. One of my aunts is married, but they live in the next house from my grandmother, and the other aunt has never remarried and never will. And I have a cousin that lives with them, and this is kind of funny because she is the daughter of my grandmother's brother, but since she was a little kid, she's lived with my grandmother, and she has two mothers. It's really interesting.
Sort of,
yeah,
yeah,
it's really interesting because it's a strange. And my uncle, who I guess he's about 38 now, is really a sad case because he's a fine mechanic, especially a fine body and fender man when he's sober, but. He has gotten hold of so much rot gut, moonshine, and whiskey, and, you know, just the kind of stuff that eats your insides out, that his liver will go in 2 or 3 years. He's not going to make it.
That's your mother's brother?
Yeah, it's my mother's brother. And it really makes me wonder, you know, what the hell for.
Your mother come from a big family?
Well, she has two sisters and a brother.
Mm.